welcome to another episode on the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. On this episode, we're going to be talking about dust baths or dirt baths. But first, I did a new introduction and I wanted to see what you think. So here it is. Tips for Raising Chicks with Ava Mia Martin. So, to get started, about dust bath. And a dust bath is pretty much how it sounds. It's kind of like a bath for chickens, how they clean themselves off. And you just put dirt or sand, or what's really good for a dust bath is after you burn a fire, the ash, once you cool the ash down, that's really good for your chickens in the dust bath too. And dust baths are just a chicken's way of keeping clean, and it just helps to keep their feathers in pristine condition and helps them stay free of and clean themselves from like parasites or mites, fleas, anything that might help. Anything that not might, like any parasites from the chickens, it really helps them just to stay clean. And they really, really like doing dust baths. It's really good for them. So definitely dust baths are the best thing to have for chickens to keep them clean. It's like when we take a bath, it's a bath for chickens, basically. But it's with dust, not water. And now we're going to be talking about where to put the dust bath. And for this, you're going to need to pick out a container that's good for the dust bath, that it can fit a couple of chickens in, so it has to be good, the size, wide enough. If you get a lot of chickens, probably a kiddie pool is a good size. But you need to make sure your chickens are able to get inside and then go outside, so it can't be too tall. Need to be shallow. Like we bought this old bin, pretty like arm's length. It was pretty big, but it fits a couple chickens in it, and they love it. Even old tires work as well, or sandboxes. They love their dirt bath. And right now, we're gonna listen to a sponsorship from Anchor. And coming up, we're gonna be talking about what to put in your dust bath. So, here it is. So, for your dust bath for your chickens, you're definitely going to need the main ingredient, soil, because that's the base ingredient, because the soil that you use for the dust bath can truly be anything that's easily available to you, probably half soil and half ash from the fire, probably the best. And what we like to use in our dirt bath is diatomaceous. I'm saying it right, but diatomaceous earth, and that's really good for your dust bath and helps with your chickens. And also, when you put the ash in, make sure it's not hot, but it's cool and dry, because you don't want anything wet in your dust bath, because we have some quail as well, and we accidentally put wet sand in their dust bath and actually rub some of our quail's feathers off. So definitely don't put anything wet in your dirt bath, and make sure the soil's plenty dry, and make sure, because we really don't want to hurt our chickens. And also, as you heard me just say, sand is really good for your dirt bath too, and it kind of works like soil. Also, you can put different types of herbs, dried herbs, in your dirt bath. It's good for them, and they can even eat them while they're taking the bath, and that'll help with their health. There's a lot of different types, including basil, lavender, mint, sage, parsley, oregano. There's a lot of different types, but they love weeds as well. So make sure it's very dry, because don't want to have a wet dirt bath for the chickens. That totally defeats the purpose of a dust bath. So make sure it's all dry and nice for your chickens, big enough for them to get into, get out of, and for a couple chickens. So I hope you like this episode, and thank you for listening.